Whether you're a regular or first-time listener, let me say welcome to Me and I Am. These posts and podcasts are dedicated to intentional living through the Word. Today's post and podcast are titled, Suppose God Would Text Me, number 2. So the question is, suppose God were to text me, what would He say? As I've already said, it's a thought-provoking question. But today I have a better grasp on this than I did yesterday. I'll try to keep my explanation simple. Over the next week or so, I will share stories, but not just any stories. These stories have been hand-selected with an intentional purpose through the leading of the Holy Spirit. Out of those stories, I am to extract in less than 140 characters, according to the rules at least, what God is texting me. Then I'm to share it with you through these daily posts and podcasts. So the fact that these may be a little longer than norm, it's because of my hand-selected stories and not God's texts. Today's hand-selected story is written by Roger Dean Kaiser. Here we go. It's been a long night. The black cocker spaniel, Precious, was having a difficult delivery. I lay on the floor beside her large 4-foot square cage, watching her every movement, watching and waiting, just in case I had to rush her to the veterinarian. After 6 hours, the puppies started to appear. The firstborn was black and white. The second and third puppies were tan and brown. The fourth and fifth were also spotted black and white. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, I counted to myself as I walked down the hallway to wake my wife Judy and tell her that everything was fine. As we walked down the hallway and into the large spare bedroom, I noticed a sixth puppy had been born, and it was now lying all by itself over to the side of the cage. I picked up the small puppy and laid it on top of the large pile of puppies who were whining and trying to nurse on the mother. Precious immediately pushed the small puppy away from the rest of the group. She refused to recognize it as a member of her family. "Something's wrong," said Judy. I reached over and picked up the puppy. My heart sank inside my chest when I saw the little puppy had a cleft lip and palate and could not close its little mouth. I decided right there and then that if there was any way to save this animal, I was going to give it my best shot. I took the puppy to the vet and was told nothing could be done unless we were willing to spend about $1,000 to try to correct the defect. He told us that the puppy would most likely die because it could not suckle. After returning home, Judy and I decided that we could not afford to spend that kind of money. However, that did not stop me from purchasing a syringe and feeding the puppy by hand. I did that every day and night, every 2 hours, for more than 10 days. The little puppy survived and learned to eat on its own as long as it was soft canned food. I placed an ad in the newspaper, and within a week we had people interested in all of the pups except the one with the deformity. One afternoon I went to the store to pick up a few groceries. Upon returning, I saw the old retired school teacher who lived across the street waving at me. She had read that we had puppies, and she was wondering if she might get one for her grandson. I told her all the puppies had found homes, but I would keep my eyes open, and I also mentioned that if someone should change their mind, I would let her know. Well, within days, all but one of the puppies had been picked up by their new families. This left me with one brown and tan cocker, as well as the smaller puppy, which had the cleft lip and palate. 2 days passed without me hearing from the gentleman who had been promised the tan and brown pup. I telephoned the school teacher and told her I had one puppy left and that she was welcome to come and look at it. She advised me that she was going to go pick up her grandson and would come over that evening. That night around 7:30, Judy and I were eating supper when we heard a knock on the front door. When I opened the door, the man who had wanted the tan and brown pup was standing there. We walked inside, took care of the adoption details, and I handed him the puppy. Judy and I did not know what we would say or do when the teacher showed up with her grandson. The doorbell rang. I opened the door, and there was the school teacher with her grandson standing behind her. I explained to her that the man had come for the puppy after all, and there were no puppies left. "I'm sorry, Jeffrey. They found homes for all the puppies," she told her grandson. At that very moment, the small puppy left in the bedroom began to yelp. My puppy," yelled the little boy as he ran out from behind his grandmother. I just about fell over when I saw that the small child also had a cleft lip and palate. The boy ran past me as fast as he could, down the hallway to where the puppy was still yelping. When the three of us made it to the bedroom, the small boy was holding the puppy in his arms. He looked up at his grandmother and said, "Look, Grandma, they found homes for all the puppies except the pretty one. And he looks just like me." The school teacher turned to us. "Is this puppy available?" "Yes," I answered. "That puppy is available." The little boy, who was now hugging the puppy, chimed in. "My grandma told me these kind of puppies are really expensive and that I have to take really good care of it." The lady opened her purse, but I reached over and pushed her hand back down into her purse so that she would not pull out her wallet. "How much do you think this puppy's worth?" I asked the boy. "About $1? "No, this puppy's very, very expensive," he replied. "More than $1? I asked. "I'm afraid so," said his grandmother. The boy stood there pressing the small puppy against his cheek. "We could not possibly take less than $2 for this puppy," Judy said, squeezing my hand. "Like you said, it's the pretty one." The schoolteacher took out $2 and handed it to the young boy. "It's your dog now, Jeffrey. You pay the man." Still holding the puppy tightly, the boy proudly handed me the money. And any worries I had about the puppy's future were now gone. God's text to me today would say this: "It's a wonderful feeling for my people to look at themselves in the mirror and see nothing except the pretty one." Thank you for joining me today on Me and I Am. Come on back tomorrow for another text from God.